UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti regularly joins us on Salam from the South to shed light on the latest developments in South Lebanon, where tensions have risen in recent weeks. He will also discuss UNIFIL's ongoing efforts to de-escalate the ongoing crisis. My first question to Mr. Tinenti is, how do you describe the situation along the blue line amidst the exchanges of fire and recent heightened tensions?
The situation in the area of operation and along the blue line remains concerning due to the regional developments of the last few weeks. So the regional tensions has increased. What we are seeing on the ground is still very much localized exchanges of fire, tit for tat on a regular basis. So nothing has changed in terms of exchanges of fire, but of course the regional developments have increased the tensions. But we continue to be operational on a 24/7 basis.
Could you elaborate on any adjustments or adaptations UNIFIL has made to its operational activities and tasks in response to the current crisis?
Adjustments are made on a regular basis, depending on the situation of the ground. Overall, the operational activities are continuing with over 400 activities per day, assisting to local communities. But also, I would like to add the work that the liaison branch is doing to facilitate access to humanitarian agencies to certain areas along the blue line. The liaison branch is also assisting local communities to be able to carry out their work in certain areas that have security concerns. And the liaison branch is still liaising with the parties to ensure also the safety of journalists coming to visit the south of Lebanon and reporting to all of us. Of course, the line of communications between the parties remains open, with the head of mission trying to deconflict situations and decrease the potential for a larger conflict.
What role does UNIFIL play during the current crisis in de-escalating the situation and fostering dialogue between the parties involved?
What we have been doing for the last 10 months, and now, of course, there is an increase in the communications with the parties to try to decrease tensions and prevent misunderstandings. But again, our work is to mediate, and then you have the work of the main stakeholders outside, member states, major countries, that at the moment are working day and night to try to prevent de-escalation of the conflict. So this is important to emphasize, that this is the work done, of course, by the mission, but there is a lot of work done by the international community to bring stability to this region.
With the extremely high rhetoric from both sides of the conflict, do you still think there's a room for a diplomatic and political solution that will bring calm and stability to South Lebanon?
Space for a diplomatic and political solution is always there. So we still see that there is the possibility of finding solutions. So we always remain hopeful, but not only hopeful. There is a lot of work that is done in order to be able to find solutions to this conflict, to these hostilities that we are seeing on a daily basis in the south of Lebanon. And again, Resolution 1701 remains still the main framework to find solutions across and along the blue line. So the commitment of parties is still there, and 1701 is still the main framework.
Thank you, Mr. Tinenti, for sharing this information with us. My last question to you is, as we are approaching the mandate renewal of UNIFIL the end of the month, are you expecting a smooth renewal? Will there be any amendments on the mandate?
This is up to the members of the Security Council. They are discussing mandate renewal as we speak, and it will be up to them to decide how to move forward. What we have seen in recent months is that there is a lot of support from member states in relation to the work that UNIFIL is carrying out, and also the work that UNIFIL will be carrying out hopefully at the end of these hostilities. So the support for 1701 is there, the support for the mandate. So we are expecting a decision that will be made in less than 2 weeks, so we'll be ready to implement whatever the Security Council decides to do.